You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.
Oh yeah, welcome back to another thrilling episode of the Toilet of Hell radio show. I'm Joe Thrashenkill, joined of course by the 365 Days of Horror, as we like to call him, Jordan. Jordan, how are you?
I am doing all right. Spring has sprung.
Indeed it has. Sorry about that. I just needed that sparkling water real bad. Throat's destroyed.
And why is your throat destroyed?
Because we just recorded an hour and 15 minute long episode about I Am Morbid, David Vincent's biography.
We finally did it. We've been promising for weeks, and now it is done.
This was a labor, not of love. It was just a labor.
Just you with your legs in the stirrups pushing out, and I Am Morbid, baby, and just they hand it to you, and you go, ugh, take it away.
I don't know if this particular episode is the bonus episode or the regular episode, but regardless, find a way to listen to the David Vincent episode, because I put a lot of work into this bitch. My throat hurts, my back hurts, my brain hurts. It's, you know, I do it all for you, the listener.
Mostly. And you paid money for it, too.
I paid $18 for this, which is so much more money than I've ever paid for another book we've done on this show.
Full price, just to learn that David Vincent is a caring and considerate lover.
Right, so don't make me feel like a sucker. Listen to the other episode and tell me you loved it. Tell me you love me. And then we can move on from there. Jordan, how have you been?
Doing okay. More of the usual. Now just the weather is slightly warmer than it has been. Maybe I'll go crazy and crack a window open and experience all this fresh air I've heard so much about.
Fucking living wild, man. The weather is, for the most part, pretty good here. Mostly pretty cool, but not too cold. We're in between COVID waves at the moment. So I went out and I saw a show. I felt comfortable enough to do that. It's the first one I've been to in a very long time.
No mask?
No, I wore a mask inside.
Were you the only one?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't the only. It was also really sparsely attended show.
Ah, it surprised me.
I went up to Denton. I've never actually been to Denton, but I've heard it's a cool spot, you know, for years and years and years. And I will say I loved it. I had a great time. This little show I went to up on their town square. I got an ad online that Lavender Country was playing a special set of Texas dates, and I wanted to go check that out. Do you know who Lavender Country is?
Is that an LGBTQ country act?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. The first gay country band ever. They dropped an album in the late 60s, I want to say. So their frontman was there performing. He's, I think, 78 years old. And he is just a delightful man. this particular set was him and two other touring musicians playing on stage at the same time, swapping out songs with a set backing band behind them. The backing band was Paisley Fields was the rhythm section, and they were fucking awesome. Another LGBTQ group. I was kind of blown away. You know, it was something I wanted to see. I heard Crying These Cocksucking Tears, I don't know, fucking 15 years ago. It's a delightful song. And hearing some of his other songs were really great. But one of the other people on stage was a country musician by the name of Austin Lucas, who is a dead ringer for our friend Pumpkin Baby. You know him, of course?
Sure.
He went up there, you know, tattoos all over. He was wearing a battle vest with a Celtic Frost backpack, and he had maybe the most amazing live voice I've ever heard in my life. Just absolutely crushingly beautiful.
Cherry Orchard.
Well, he was singing country tunes, but he had one, or they were rocking country tunes, rather. One of them had a breakdown in the middle where he's calling out, "You Julius Evola fascists." And I'm like, this nice. Dude is the shit. So it was a sparse crowd. I stopped him after the show and I shook his hand, thanked him, and bought some records from him. I really can't recommend enough if you get the opportunity to see Austin Lucas, because he's probably going to play a small venue or a backyard or a house party somewhere near you sometime soon. Do that. That guy is incredible.
Just you throwing down in the middle of a pit to breakdowns on an acoustic guitar.
It was a rocking set. He had a full live band behind him. I don't know if it'd be as good solo, but I will say his voice is unspeakably good. So highly recommended. And it felt good to get out into a new city and see some music, some shit that I haven't been able to do in a very long time.
Yeah, enjoy it now, because things aren't looking good already again, despite people not wanting to believe it.
Don't I know it, man. Like, I'm really not looking forward to whatever vaccine resistant strain is going to be infecting the hospital I work at anytime soon.
Yeah, just think of the Simpsons clip with at the end of one of the episodes with Grandpa saying, "I'm going to haul ass to Lollapalooza." And everyone goes, "Here we go again." That's what it feels like.
But realistically, you probably got a couple of weeks. Go out there, have some fun before it happens. At least that's what I'm planning on doing. It's fun seeing music. It's been such a long time. We talk about music every week, and it's something that I haven't been able to experience in so long.
Madball's coming to my area. Can't wait to not see them.
Oh boy. Yeah. You got to show that you're non-vaccinated card for that. You got to prove that you're pure blooded.
Yeah, we'll see if these shows happen. Got to cram them in now, and I don't know. Wait and see. Maybe don't buy tickets to the shows in August.
I don't know. How long are these? I don't even know how long these strains are lasting. Like this Omicron surge, it felt like it lasted 6 months, but maybe I'm misreading that.
I don't know. Maybe 2 months and killed a whole lot of people that no one likes to talk about because it was the mild strain.
I mean, it's, you know, if you're old, you deserve to die.
it's going to happen. What's been happening the past few years, it'll hit the big cities, and then 3 to 4 months later, it'll start hitting some of these more rural areas where there's one hospital for, 500 miles, and they just get devastated, and we just kind of shrug and go, oh, well, here we go again.
I mean, what can you do about it, though? I mean, I don't know if you saw, but like the U.S. has withdrawn like all of our budget for research and like distribution of any kind of like prophylactic activity for COVID. So this is it now. This is what you get.
I don't know. Until you get the fourth booster shot and the fifth booster shot and so on and so on. And
well, the difference now is you're going to have to pay for those booster shots, which is, of course, going to bring down the level of vaccination to a lot smaller.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
That's what I'm asking. What can you do? I don't know. Try to have some fun in between surges, I guess. We got plenty of things to discuss on the show that are all doom and gloom, like our endless, endless pandemic. For example, let's start with a nice one. How about that?
Nice one is nice.
Last night, I was seeing shit blow up on my feed. I had friends DMing me online. Some video footage from the Ridgely Theater in Fort Worth, Texas. You know, Fort Worth over there, just a couple miles away. It looked like the band Zulu, was a power violence band, played the Ridgely. The sound guy at the show was wearing a MAGA hat, and there's witness accounts that he was saying racist shit. Fort Worth's a pretty, it's Texas, it's probably pretty amenable to that, right? So I think that he got along swimmingly with the crowd, right?
You would know better than I would.
Of all the places that you could show up wearing a MAGA hat, I think for one of them being like a power violence show that's pretty multicultural, might not be like a great spot, a bunch of young kids full of piss and vinegar and who are ready to throw down anyway. So listener, you can guess what happened next.
If you're wearing one of those hats, especially at this point, like, you're just wanting to piss people off.
Yeah, you're trolling.
So at sooner or later, someone is going to do something about it. And in this case, lots of people did something about
lots it. Lots of people did something about it. It appeared that a whole crowd of people told the sound guy, what for?
Possibly to catch these hands.
I would encourage everybody out there that has shared this footage to delete it and never share it again. That is my old man advice to you. But there were a number of good pictures, including somebody had absconded with this hat in question and torn it to pieces. Maybe that's all that you need to post. You don't need to post any faces or names or anything like that.
In fairness of people who enjoy seeing fights and such like that, it wasn't a particularly good, at least the footage I've seen, like, good fight footage. It was more of a scrum.
Yeah, yeah. Regardless, like, our sound man surely had a pretty bad night.
I wonder if this was, like, just the sound guy for all of their shows, and he's just some crinkly old man who doesn't know any better, or if this was, like, someone's friend and we just need someone to run sound, or if this was done with some forethought and knowledge.
That's a good question. I don't know how the Ridgely operates. A lot of the venues I used to frequent, you know, you had a cast of characters that would do sound. So if some guy couldn't make it one night, you had four or five other guys you could call in. So it could be that this guy was called in on his night off and just decided to show up wearing his fucking MAGA hat for some reason.
Yeah, as someone who's played a whole bunch of venues, a lot of these places aren't well-oiled machines. Especially the smaller ones, you know, your big venues and your arenas, they know what they're doing, mostly because they pay people and have pro equipment. I once played a show where we couldn't get the sound started because everything was on the sound man's iPad and he just was not there.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah, so they had to, like, call the guy and have him drive to the venue, like, half hour, 40 minutes, just so we could play a show.
Boy, you're really making me feel nostalgic for playing shows again.
Sometimes you just need that acoustic guitar, and that's a lot better than whatever forcing technology into a lot of older technology situations doesn't always work out.
It's desperately true. I don't think the Ridgely is necessarily a small operation. I hadn't been there since I was in high school, but you don't know shit when you're in high school, but I thought it was a fairly semi-pro venue at least. So I don't know. I was looking around to see if the Ridgely Theater had posted anything on their social media channels related to this, but it looks like it's a pretty well-oiled machine of bot posting, like, whatever event is coming up in a week. So nothing there yet. What was your takeaway from this whole thing, aside from, you know, the sound guy getting an answer for his trolling?
Probably not the smartest move on his part. Like I said, not exactly good fight footage. You're not going to see any Richard Spencer punches in the side of the head or bad people getting what they deserve. I did feel a little bit of an old man wondering, this is some sort of hardcore power violence show, and it's people dressed up in their nicest clothes.
So, you know, I looked at this, and I know that, you know, all of these people are younger than me.
Yeah.
I'm old and I'm shitty. I've been wearing the same thing since I was 20, so I'm pretty stuck in my ways.
We're band t-shirts and jeans geeks.
Every single day. But the kids at the show, they've got their own sense of style that feels very familiar in a way, as somebody who was alive in 1997.
It was very mid to late 90s styles. Like, I wanted to listen to that Bleed album that we played
on the
previous show because that fits in perfectly with this aesthetic.
Oh, bucket hat music 100%.
You only get what you give. Bam, bam, bam.
It's kind of fun. The kids are wearing big pants again. They got backpacks, they got bucket hats, they've got, multicolored things with flames on them.
I noticed the backpack guy throwing hands too on stage. I'm like, why do you have a backpack? Where do you in El Nino?
I've wanted to ask, because that guy is at every hardcore show I've ever been to, the backpack guy. What do you have in there?
His band's demo, ready to hand it out to anyone that'll listen.
If you're a backpack guy, let us know in the comments. Let us know what's in that fucking thing.
Brass knuckles.
It's just a big water bottle. Just got to stay hydrated.
It's one of those with the camelback things.
Yeah, yeah.
Just doing with, spin kicks and sucking on it.
Filled with Red Bull.
Four Loko.
So, I don't know. That's good. I'm glad that, the young hardcore kids are having fun, especially at the expense of others. I think that's good. Just be smart. Don't put your face out there. Don't fuck up your youngs. Don't fuck up your life. There we go. We did it. We managed to give a dose of fun news on this show. How do you like that?
We're getting it out of the way now.
Yeah. Where do you want to go with this? We got a couple of stupid directions we can head to.
We could keep it relatively positive still and talk about the Cycle Las Vegas lineup that was announced earlier this week.
So this is actually news to me. I have not seen anything here. You're going to have to describe it to me.
Last year, Cycle Las Vegas was canceled, or delayed, canceled. Whatever you want to call it, canceled. I say delayed because a number of bands that were supposed to play in 2021 are already booked for 2022. So I guess it's a redux or a try again. And just a couple of days ago, they announced more artists that are taking place. And I'll run through all of them and then we can discuss.
Okay.
So playing, because they have like the Psycho Las Vegas stage or like the main thing. And then they have Psycho Swim, which is, I guess, the little side.
Yeah, I think
extra
it's like
show.
A pool.
Yeah, yeah. So Psycho Swim is Midnight, I Hate God, Elder, Bridge City Sinners, Starcrawler, Uniform, Death Chant, Early Moods, and Riff Lord.
I know some of those bands.
Yeah, I've heard of some of those bands. That sounds like a fine little show.
Yeah.
And then for Psycho Las Vegas, the lineup, at least for now, is Merciful Fate, which is their only U.S. exclusive performance. So tough luck to everyone else that doesn't want to go to Las Vegas. Emperor. Again, a U.S. exclusive performance. Tough luck anyone that doesn't want to go. Suicidal Tendencies. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Ooh.
War Paint. Mayhem. Carpenter Brut. Is that how you pronounce it?
Groot? Carpenter Brut, I think. Groot.
Ah. Yes, the scent of a manly man. Carpenter Brut. It's the choice cologne of Jesus Christ himself. Jizza, Satyricon, Watain, She Passed Away, Raekwon and Ghostface Killah.
Raekwon.
Sorry. Carcass, At the Gates, High on Fire, Ulver, Beats Antique, Paradise Lost, Cirith Ungol, Violence, Catatonia, The Accused AD, Samael, Boris, Nothing, Dance with the Dead, I don't know who this person is, Anika, The KVB, The Juliana Theory,
huh.
Monster Magnet, Wolves in the Throne Room, And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead,
ooh.
Amen-Ra, Migwa, Liturgy, Primitive Man, Tribulation, Monolord, Gatekeeper, King Woman, Wand, Crobot, Ouija Dude, or whoever else you're actually Ouija supposed to pronounce it. Yeah, Ouija Dude. Marissa Nadler, Nate No Face, Bombers, Drain, Year of No Light, Ms. Moore, The Goddamn Gallows, Sanguisigugubabababab, 200 Stab Wounds, Chess Boxing with Gizza, and I'm a white guy, so... Jeeza, and Last Podcast on the Left.
You know, aside from all the black metal and the podcasts, I think I'd be into that one.
Yeah, I have some thoughts on this lineup. I mean, overall, it's a pretty good show. There's enough on here that I would actually go to and enjoy. It's that mixture of I want to see this band and I would enjoy seeing this band if I was there. They've got plenty of that. Like, I mean, Merciful Fate, I dig Paradise Lost, Monster Magnet, Dance with the Dead is kind of cool, sort of. John Carpenter meets like Flashdance.
Yeah, I've heard them before. They're, you know, I'm not generally into the whole synthwave thing, but they're jamming.
And they got the kind of horror movie aesthetic going on. And at a show like this, I think it's good to have that sort of break.
Yeah.
And that kind of brought me to, like you said, a couple of these black metal bands, like specifically Watain. I won't even get into Migwa, but like the show would be fine without this band.
It would be better because I don't want you throwing fucking pig blood everywhere, you fucking degenerates.
Like, you don't need them. They're not, like, people aren't going to look at this lineup and go, well, if Watain is not playing, that's it. And if they are, like, you probably don't want them being at your show anyway, right?
Yeah. I'm just going to fuck it up for everybody else, like, leaving your disgusting Biohazard shit on the stage.
And how is the Juliana theory on this?
That's a great question.
I went to the Hellfest in New Jersey in, I think, 2004, and Juliana Theory were on that. And I think so was Mest and a couple other bands that didn't quite fit. And people were hucking stuff at them at that show.
Mest show, is a name I have not heard in a very long time.
What's the did-it-did-dealio? I remember sitting through their set because two stages were next to each other and Shadows Fall was playing on one stage and I was just waiting for them and just seeing them just get pelted with bottles for 30 minutes. And well, that's probably not going to happen at this show because I would assume the audience is significantly older to travel to Las Vegas and to pay for it rather than just going to see a bunch of hardcore metalcore bands that are a short drive away in what was Hellfest. I don't know. I don't know what kind of, are people going to be psyched to see them?
Surely somebody like organizing the fest is just a huge Juliana Theory fan, right? Like, I can't imagine there was a big audience like turmoil, like, ah, oh, we got to get them on there.
That's what I was thinking with having the Wu-Tang members on this as well. Like, someone's just a fan and has the money can get them on. Because I have to assume that there's not, I'm sure there is crossover, but like Wu-Tang specific fans aren't going to come to the show.
There's a huge crossover between metal and Wu-Tang. I have a Wu-Tang tattoo.
Yeah, but without them on the show, you would go to it anyway, most likely, right?
Yeah, probably. But I have been to a few festivals that had metal bands on it that also had like either Ghostface himself or like with the full or most of the full band. And it's always, you know, I always enjoy seeing them.
But my thinking is you're not pulling in outside fans to this because there's too much metal on it.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Also, I would say your metal fans are probably going to this anyway with the stacked lineup that you already have going on. Not that there's anything wrong with it, obviously. It's just, I think this is more for organizers to be able to book these artists and to watch them while enjoying their metal.
I mean, like, let's be honest though, like the lion's share of the Wu-Tang fan base in 2022 is aging white dorks like me. So it makes sense from that perspective anyway. And you got a few other acts from, you know, the early 2000s that are really getting people excited. For example, and you will notice by the Trail of Dead, one of my favorite bands, have not really had any kind of acclaim in a long while, but people remember some of those early records. They're like, fuck yeah, brother, I want to see that.
All right, so you're booking your ticket to Vegas then?
If it was held in any other city in the nation, I would consider it. Vegas is the worst place on earth.
Well, maybe next year they'll start doing Psycho someplace else. Psycho Philadelphia.
Psycho Riyadh.
Psycho Branson.
Ooh, now we're talking. That's fun for the whole family.
Just Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, you imagine like you get up there, you see, you know, you get to watch, I don't know, Migwa.
Striper.
Yeah, Migwa followed up by Andy Williams.
X-Tol, you get them to come out of retirement. Just who else we got? Living Sacrifice, Zao.
Zao, for sure.
I guess we're dipping into Furnace Fest now.
A little bit. It'd be good though. Like you can see Tim Lambesis get up there and speak in tongues. Oh, he's so sorry. He's got the spirit flowing through him. I think it'd be good. What do you think? Are you gonna book your ticket for Las Vegas?
No, I don't think I'm traveling to any concert, even without a pandemic going on. Just don't have it in me to stand up and see bands for 8 hours a day. But
you don't want to float in the lazy river and watch bands play for you?
And get E. coli. No, I think this is a fun lineup and a fun show, and people that are going to go are going to have a good time. It's just my festival days are long, long over, and just spending all that money to be in Las Vegas. Nah. If this was close, I would definitely consider it. Like, if this was going to be at the Worcester Palladium outdoors or something, I'd probably go to it.
Well, there you go, psycho organizers. Consider, instead of Las Vegas, Worcester.
I could see them doing that. I can see them making this either some sort of traveling tour, you know, the Psycho Las Vegas Roadshow, and it's five of these bands. Or I could see them doing like what Decibel does with their Metal Fest, and don't they have one in like LA and one in Philadelphia? They could do the same thing, one in Vegas and one somewhere on the East Coast or in the Northeast.
Yeah, that makes sense. It is kind of a lot to ask to get people to go to, again, Las Vegas. A lot of people really enjoy that. I do not.
It's like the people who go to Disneyland or Disney World every year. Some people just love that. It's their happy destination, and it's their 1 week of vacation a year, and they're going to blow all of their money on that.
These people live in a completely different world than I do. Not knocking it, just saying I don't understand you. Disney, Las Vegas, very similar in a lot of ways. Hellish to me.
No, some people love it. I think one of the guys from In Flames, and I think maybe someone from Nightwish, goes to Disney World every year.
Do they have kids?
Probably. Okay. They might not take them. It might be their special alone vacation that they do. I mean, I had a coworker that would go to Disney World every year, and on top of like going on multiple cruises a year. And me, I just don't go anywhere.
I think you should consider going places, but again, like cruises and Disney World are specific types of traveling that I find horrific. I don't want to be stuck on a boat. I don't want to be going to a theme park as a destination. That's wild to me. You can like go places and look at parks or statues or museums or whatever. Maybe that's more up your alley.
These people don't go to museums.
Well, no, that's because they don't want to do that. They want to get on the boat with, you know, unlimited all-you-can-eat fried shrimp and Mai Tais.
And diphtheria.
And diphtheria, yeah. I don't want that. I want to be in a
It's not that I'm against travel. It's just, I mean, beyond COVID and going places and being in flying tubes filled with sick people, I have a little bit of a travel anxiety. It's a lot to deal with, and stuff's just getting more and more expensive. So I don't know. At some point, I'm sure I will go somewhere, but not right now. And it's good to squirrel away money with the way things are going.
I suppose you're right. I've been predicting that the bottom would drop out any day now for going on 2 years now. Still hasn't happened, so maybe don't listen to me. Let's talk about some of the other topics in the world of metal right now. We've got a bunch of silly things here. I have one that I know people are going to be interested in, even if it's painful. You sent me an email.
I did.
Why did you send me the email?
Because I knew we were going to talk about it. Because we had to talk about it. Because it is big, dumb stuff.
With a giant header banner that says Michael Brandvold Marketing. We have the headline here, Glory to Ukraine. How do you pronounce that in acrylic?
Slava Ukraine.
Slava Ukraine. And the subhead, Blackie Lawless shares his thoughts on Ukraine.
Why? Why?
Hollywood, California, March 17th, 2022. Slava Ukraine, yeah. Glory to Ukraine. I think I said that right. With regards to any invading force, I am an American. I am an American first. I put my country first. I put my nation's people first. Whether we are Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, Progressive, Liberal, or Conservative, in moments of true crisis, any and all individual selfish wants must be laid down for any nation to survive. A nation's people must come first. Of the Americans that are alive now, regardless of modern sentiments and arrogance, we are not the first to have had to make the sacrifices that have made America the great beacon for freedom. Sadly, many Americans who are alive now know very little of America's history, much less the historic, monumental sacrifices made by true patriots and the ultimate prices that were paid by the selfless generations that came before us. This is the first paragraph. Fuck!
I just want to point out that there is an old photo of Blackie Lawless playing a guitar with the Stars and Bars on it.
This is asinine. Like, from the very beginning, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's American, Joe. He wants you to know he's American.
All this horseshit about America, the great beacon for freedom, all of the monumental sacrifices by true patriots, it's just like, you don't know anything. You're so stupid.
Americans who are alive now know very little of America's history. Unlike me, the guy from WASP.
He reads like the devil. Most people live and operate in their immediate realities. Maybe they're not totally oblivious to the agony or misfortune of others, but especially in affluent places, if it ain't in their neighborhood, they won't see it. Unfortunately, we are led by whatever the current news cycles may be, and if it bleeds, it leads, is what's pumped through the airwaves and fiber optics. And if that's not enough, many, many of us are dominated and even enslaved by our own selfishness.
Slava Ukraine.
Again, this is a statement about Ukraine. We are this far into it, and all we've got is some real harebrained ideas of what America is and what society is like now. When it comes to current world events, most times in free societies, we will have varying ideas. This is a great sentence. Thank you so much, Blackie Lawless. The very first amendment of the U.S. Constitution clearly states, Congress shall make no law prohibiting freedom of speech. Sadly, that First Amendment is under attack in many forums today in America, but that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah, you have to read the whole amendment, Blackie.
Free speech is usually not popular speech. As our Constitution states, we're free to say whatever we want. I don't care if you're an insane religious group, hate group, fascist, or you think Lee Harvey Oswald did or did not act alone. It does not matter. That First Amendment is not designed just to protect popular speech. It's designed to protect unpopular speech. That one principle is what separates the United States from most other places in the world. Millions who came before us died to protect that sacred right, even for those who tread heavily over it now.
Millions.
Do you remember the War of Free Speech?
It's going on right now. We're in the trenches, don't you know that?
So far, this statement about Ukraine...
Slava Ukraine.
Slava Ukraine is mostly just a bunch of boomer Facebook shit about America and some kind of blinkered view of what America is supposed to mean to our nation's obese middle-aged men. I don't quite get it. Maybe we'll get into it here further, though.
There's only about 30 more paragraphs to go.
We are all entitled to our own opinions, but no one is entitled to their own facts. In the world we live in today, we are flooded with false information from all sides. It's incredibly difficult to separate the truth from the jive, so to speak. So we ask, how do we determine what is real from what isn't? It's more simple than you think. Just open your eyes.
Slava Ukraine.
As kids, we're told if we really want to know what's going on, don't just ask one or two people. Get a number of varying opinions. In free societies, if you do that, you'll start to get an idea of where the truth really is and the direction it's going. But I emphasize the word varying. Like it or not, that's the world we live in now. I came from a time when the world was not driven by social media, so I personally don't rely on that multi-headed monster. I used to tell the band not to read negative reviews of their live performances online. If 20 people don't like you, when those people are on social media, it looks like a million people. I tell the guys, do it the old-fashioned way. If you really want to know what's going on with the audience, open your eyes and look at the crowd. They'll tell you if you like it or not, immediately. Talk about your immediate gratification. The situation in Ukraine is highly complex. Thank you, fuck's sake, you fucking dickhead.
Slava Ukraine.
The situation in Ukraine is highly complex, more than most of us will ever know. Since the end of World War II, the United States and Russia, including the old Soviet Union, have been engaged in a proxy war. Going back and forth with the Sonny Corleone attitude of they hit us, so we hit them. It's been going on for almost 80 years. Does Russia, as a government, have gripes with the U.S.? Having been there a number of times, I can tell you they do. But overall, the Russian people we have met are some of the warmest and best we've ever known, and my heart breaks for what they are going through now and will be enduring for years to come by no fault of their own. They too are now and will be casualties of war. With the things I'm saying here, you may ask, am I pro-Russian government sympathizer? No, I am not! Ask anyone that question that knows me and they'll laugh in your face. God, that was a difficult paragraph.
This is coming from the guy most famous for throwing mead at his fans, right?
His impression of the 80 years of warfare between the U.S. and Russia, including the former Soviet Union, I think it's a little bit blinkered. I don't think he quite realizes what happened with the fall of the Soviet Union and international, but mostly U.S.-focused business interests completely privatizing and destroying what was left of the Soviet Union. In the years since, I don't think there's been much warfare there. But maybe, I don't know, maybe I am seeing things on social media and that's fucking my world up. What do you think?
Yeah, get off social media, Joe. Get out there and ask differing opinions from random people. That's the real truth.
All right, here we go. This is, here we go.
Want me to take over reading for a bit?
I would love that, actually.
Actually, for combined radio downloads and ticket sales, Moscow is WASP's biggest market in the world. I remember many nights after shows there, and I would stay up until dawn with the rock journalist, and they would tell me stories about the old days when the Iron Curtain was still up. They told me they would smuggle in scratched-up vinyl records into freezing cold basements of houses and just listen to our first album there in secrecy. Knowing if they were caught, they would be taken away to jail. The looks of fear still on their faces as they told these stories touched me greatly, and I'll remember them and the people that told them the rest of their lives. So with great sadness to all our friends and fans there, we say, with truly heavy hearts, До свидания, old friends, До свидания. I realize as I write this, most likely, I will never be able to go back. Regardless of individual political beliefs or who did what to whom years ago for whatever disgusting reason, the images that are coming out of Ukraine scream for themselves. The total degradation of human beings. The word I keep gritting through my teeth is obscene. Nothing, and I mean nothing, can justify this invasion or occupation by Russia of the sovereign nation of Ukraine. Those obscene images of watching children, babies, the elderly, the infirm, and ordinary civilians, also by no fault of their own, being utterly destroyed, displaced, and the lives of an entire nation uprooted and forever changed, oh my God, learn to use a period, for no other reason than simple godless selfishness, by a bully. And why does the bully do it? Because he can.
I like that his implication here is we should forget about whom did what to whom years ago.
We're all friends here.
What's important is that this guy is simple, godless selfishness. After like 17 paragraphs encouraging you to read and learn what's really going on, talk to people, we're just like, no, we're done with that.
The time for talk is over.
Oh, good. I'm glad that I don't have to pretend to care anymore.
It's time to fuck like a beast.
Where do we go from here?
It's reported Putin's desire to annex Ukraine is because of historical significance to the old Russian Empire. I get that, but the world changes. Well, he gets that. That's nice. I can tell you from being part Native American Indian, in parentheses Blackfoot, that sometimes you lose your land. Period. It's just the way it is. So you move on or die.
This guy's a great emissary of the Native people of America. It happens. Move on.
Just dust yourself off and move forward.
Wow.
I've written here about the sanctity of our First Amendment, something both Ukraine and Russia have never known and is dangerously close to vanishing in America.
Shut the fuck up, you old bitch.
See, free speech is alive and well. You can tell Black and Lawless, shut up, you old bitch, and nothing will happen to you. That's what our forefathers wanted when they created this country. I hope one day the Ukrainian people will be able to embrace that one precious freedom for themselves in their own land. Because if they do, the other freedoms will follow. I do not know if anyone in the Ukraine, it's just Ukraine, it's not the Ukraine, will ever be able to read any of what is written here.
You could have started by translating it, you fucking cock.
I think they have more important things to worry about than what the WASP guy has to say.
That's true. That's true.
Just huddled in their shelters, checking their phones to see what Blackie Lawless has to say next. But if any can, we want them to know the world is with them. Today, I am Ukrainian. I am a Ukrainian first. I put the nation of Ukraine first. I put the people of Ukraine first.
All right, if he's Ukrainian first, he thereby loses his First Amendment protections vis-a-vis transubstantiation. Put that man in jail.
He's a dual citizenship when it comes to freedom. Godspeed, meaning good fortune or for a safe journey. Sincerely, Godspeed, Slava Ukraini, glory to Ukraine. Okay.
Why the fuck did we get this?
I don't know. We weren't the only ones to get it either. This was just blasted out for any sort of metal or rock publication to, I guess, talk about it. I guess that's what we're doing. I'm sure this isn't the result he had hoped for. But yeah, in case you were really worried about what was Black Lawless thinking in these current times and what's going on in the world, there you have it. Now you know.
I think this is the worst thing you've ever sent me.
Probably. Just the utter pointlessness of it.
Utter pointlessness of it, and like the I'm trying to think of the right word for it. He's puffed up his chest about this, about this completely meaningless thing. Some aging rock star's self-informed opinion about the world as it is. I couldn't hate you more if I tried.
I know. If we're getting Blackie Lawless's thoughts on this, what about some of the other bands from the 80s? What's Chip Zenuff from Enough Is Enough think about the war going on right now? We need to know.
What does Kip Winger think?
Can I have a couple bucks to take the bus?
So I guess the whole thing on Blackie Lawless' statement is that he wanted people to congratulate himself for removing himself from the Russian market in support with the Ukrainian people. But I don't think I got that feeling at all. I just have a deep resentment for the man now.
If that's what he believed, he could have just said that in about two sentences. Hey, we were popular in Russia. At this point, I don't see us coming back anytime soon. Sorry to the people. I know it's not your fault. It's your government. Go Ukraine.
Yeah, I think that would actually be a pretty good thing to say instead of this.
Instead of this. It's not even a word salad. It's like word goulash. It's just slop.
It's an entire buffet of words. And it all sucks.
The alternative is you can say like four sentences on Instagram and it's still bad, just in a different way.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine too. Regardless, this is the tact he chose, and well, there you go.
Oh, he could have went the Moonspell way. Did you see this on Instagram? It wasn't bad. It just caught me at a weird moment, and I don't really know what to make of it. They posted a picture with three doves holding the little sprig.
Yeah, it's the dove emoji that you have on your iPhone.
And it says, "We do not support anything but peace. You should think about it. Good luck to everyone hurt and involved. Moonspell loves you all, and a little black heart."
Good luck.
Good luck, everyone. We'll see you out there.
I hope you all have a nice war.
And their location is Peace on Earth. It's just like, remember, it was after one of the hurricanes where Trump went out for some photo opportunity and he told people to have a good time.
Yeah, he was throwing paper towels at folks and shit, yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, good luck, have fun. We're not going to have anything to say about this other than peace.
I mean, of all the things that you could say, though, I guess it's not the worst.
Oh, yeah, it's better than the alternative. Don't get me wrong. It just feels, while Blackie Lawless's statements were a big mush of brain thoughts, this is just
maybe you
white
didn't put
rice.
Enough thought into this one.
This was just the blandest, downy soft, snuggles sort of statement you could possibly make.
Well, for what it's
worth,
like,
they didn't say Russia, they didn't say Ukraine, nothing.
See, that's
just
brilliant.
Peace, good.
You can just trot that same one out every time there's a global conflict. You don't have to even rewrite it.
Yeah, people will know. They'll know. You don't have to say specifics. Just, you know, think about it. Thanks, Moonspell. I will think about it.
Fun little surprise from Moonspell, I guess. We got a very vile surprise this week as well. I don't know if it's been a while since we've talked about Decapitated. I think when we last visited them, we were making fun of Rasta's awful dance hall side project.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Completely unnecessary and hilariously terrible.
Extremely bad. I know a lot of people that are really big fans of the early records from Decapitated. Back when, shit, what is his name? The guy that died, I can't remember his fucking name. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. They're still around.
He's not going to hear this. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's not around. He's not been associated with the band for years because, you know, he's dead. The band had a big splash years ago when they were detained in the United States on suspicion of sexual assaults. I believe the charges were not actually, they were not acquitted of the charges. They were dropped because the witness no longer wanted to go forward with them because she was being threatened.
Right. They were not found innocent. The charges were not acquitted. Was it dropped with prejudice, which means the charges can be brought again in the future.
I thought
it was
dropped without prejudice, right?
Without prejudice. Yeah. I believe. Well, actually, let's take a second and look that up. Charges dismissed without prejudice.
Yeah, so the charges were dismissed without prejudice, which means that they could be reopened up again. Decapitated has done a lot of sad boy shit online since then. We're not going to go back to the U.S. or whatever, which is fine.
No, please don't go.
But, you know, they've had some time to think about it for a while. They've had some time to reflect on it. They've had some time to explore their reggae roots. And
Rastafari.
Yeah. And they've decided, you know, with all this reflection, all this time together, that it's time to make a statement to the world. So they posted a new header image on all their social media accounts this week. Jordan, what is it?
Cancer culture.
Cancer culture. So it's like cancel culture, but instead of cancel, it's like cancer, which, as we all know, has a pretty sinister meaning. Like, it's a thing that proliferates, right? Until it kills the host.
It's like doubles and triple entendres. It really makes you think.
Pretty heady stuff. I got a couple of people posting links to it. You sent me one of them. I looked over on Facebook to see what the reaction was, and it seemed like a lot of no good nicks were having some fun at the band's expense with this, which of course led to long drawn out fights in the comments, which I love to see.
It's just the no lessons learned, no trying to be better people, just digging your head completely into your own ass and then releasing it out for the world to see, presumably on nuclear blast.
So I think that's fun. I think that's a fun thing to do. Have they said anything around this? Because a lot of the fights that I was seeing, it was like, you people are making these wild assumptions based on nothing but the title of a record. You're not even willing to give it a shot and hear what they have to say or listen to the music, which is so, I don't know, like 2013. Like, this is some shit that's, I'm well past.
Surprisingly, the statements they've made around this new album have been like very benign and just, you know, we've been really working hard on this and we have some great people working on it. We'll see you out there.
It's a thing that I think that you could do this years ago and people would be really interested in what you had to say. Do you remember Leviathan releasing True Traitor, True Whore years ago? After that fellow was accused of some pretty heinous abusive acts of his ex-wife?
Vaguely. I remember people being upset about it. And wasn't he on, like, one of the Decibel covers or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. After the fact, like, it was him and his baby.
That's right.
But, I mean, like, he got glossy coverage in all of the outlets about his record, True Traitor, True Whore. Like, after all of these obscene allegations, and I believe he was jailed for a short time around it. And I don't think that people have that same level of, maybe let's hear where he's coming from on this anymore.
The story was well covered. It made actual television news. I would say the people that have stuck with the band throughout all of that probably won't care what anything's about or any sort of lessons learned. They just, music good, we listen music, and everyone else is rightfully ragging on the bag.
I think that's where it is now. You can't really even make a dent with this shit anymore. So you despite your pretty thought-provoking title there, cancer culture, again, work of brilliance, it's just like an endless stream of Facebook uncle shit. Nobody fucking cares anymore.
It's society's fault.
I think that this is really going to be the point where the band makes it down to the Z grade. Like, I think this is it for them.
It's just going to be diminishing returns from here on out.
Yep. So enjoy that.
And good. It's well deserved.
It is. I hope you have fun with the Rasta side project, because that's going to be where the bulk of the money is coming from.
They're going to have their little appearances on festivals. They'll probably do a couple tours. Keep an eye on which bands are happily touring with them and make your own decisions based on that.
See, at this point, this is a thing that you and I touch on all the time. The band's been together since the 90s. This is the point in your career where you're supposed to be enjoying the fruits of being a legacy band. You know, you're supposed to be doing 10th anniversary, 20th anniversary celebrations of records and going on world tours for it. And nobody wants to hear new music, and you don't have to worry about that shit. You can put it out just as an excuse to tour or whatever, but, you know, you're making your money off your legacy. And it seems like they can't do that anymore. It's a damn shame. You hate to see it.
Good.
Um, d- Do you have anything you'd like to expand upon with this, or can we mercifully just forget about this shit?
I think we should. Well, we shouldn't forget about it. We should point and laugh, and we should remember why. But, yeah, don't give them your money. Don't listen to the songs. Don't go see them on tour. Give them nothing, because that's what they deserve.
I mean, it's just a... It's... With a tech death band, like, you're not even going to get... like anything satisfactory, like a Ben Shapiro rant out of this. It's just gonna be...
Yeah, I don't see too many Tim Pools sticking up for the band anytime soon. But who knows? Maybe they will. Maybe there'll be someone who will latch onto them and interview them and look very concerned and nodding their head during the YouTube videos as they talk about how it's society's fault and it's all these woke libs that are arresting us for sexually assaulting someone.
I think it's just another one of those things where there's that stereotype that, you know, Eastern Europe is a few years behind the times in terms of what's fashionable in America. I think that's it. They're just getting on this a little bit too late. You could have done gangbusters with this in 2016.
You're too late for the grift bus.
Yep. Yep. Sorry, buddy. That makes you a mark. Moving on, did you have anything in particular that you wanted to share on this show?
Speaking of grifts.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
It's been maybe a week since we talked about him. Aaron Lewis.
God damn it, man.
We're saving it for the end because I know you don't like hearing about him.
God, I fucking hate this guy.
He keeps getting worse.
How could he possibly get worse?
Well, he's been dancing around for a long time. He's been on, like, the fuck Joe Biden thing for a while and whatever. That's your thing. Now it's, like, really dipping into conspiracy theories. And thankfully, our friends at Blabbermouth have transcribed his latest rant from his concert in Portsmouth, Ohio.
I'm not really familiar with the Midwest. Are you?
I had to look up where Portsmouth, Ohio was. It is literally right over the border from Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
So it's real South Ohio at the Verne Riff Center. So that's where he is in his career now. He is playing casinos and the Verne Riff Center in Portsmouth, Ohio. And he went on quite a long rant, almost as long as Blackie Lawless's.
Oh, boy.
So I'll zip through this. So I'm not going to go into some big get myself in trouble dissertation.
We'll see about that.
He was wrong, by the way. All I'm going to say is this. Question everything. Everything that they're telling you right now is a lie. Everything.
Again? Again, he might be onto something there. I kind of agree with that.
See, you can't do that with these people. You can't be like, yeah, government not good, because you know they're going to take a very bad turn, and your idea of government bad is very different from his version of government bad. He continues, "We need to come to grips with something, people. This is our country. We own the most corrupt country in the world. So my question is, what are we going to do about it? Because we put these people where they sit to become corrupt and to sell us out, all for their gain and not for ours. They're supposed to represent us, not themselves. And they're all guilty of it, 90% of them. Again, stick with me. Don't follow him."
I'm just saying, he's saying a lot of things that make sense here.
Wait for it. "I don't know who's worse, the Democrats that are trying to destroy this country or the Republicans that sit idly by while they do so. They all need to be removed. We need to start voting for people that aren't lifetime politicians, because those are the most lecherous, snake-in-the-grass pieces of shit that you can ever possibly put into power. The next governor needs to be you." Yes, yes, you in the Portsmouth, Ohio section watching Aaron Lewis play.
Okay, so I was with him when he was like, "The next governor needs to be you, Joe Thrash and Kill."
You specifically. "The next governor needs to be you. The next senator needs to be you. We need to pick from our peers, people. People that have good ideas that we can stand behind. Not these fucking snake oil salesmen that tell us everything we want to hear. And until we wake up, this country is going off the cliff, people. We have no order. We have no president. Every single day that goes by, we lose standing in the world. Everyone's laughing at us. Everyone is positioning themselves against us. And it's not us, it's the government that we put in power. These are the people that are making us look bad throughout the entire world. The same people that have you convinced that we all need to support Ukraine, even though all of their money laundering systems, all of their everything, the way that they get all their kickbacks and they wash everything is all through Ukraine.
I think he's...
See, here's where the turn begins.
I think that... I haven't read any of this yet. I want to go ahead and make the leap because I'm familiar with conservative talking points. This ties back to Hunter Biden and on the board of some Ukrainian oil company, even though he has no experience in any of that at all, right?
Yeah, Burisma.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what he has to say.
When an audience member yelled, "Fuck Joe Biden," Lewis responded, "Listen, it's bigger than fuck Joe Biden."
Oh.
It is. It is. It's the media. It's the internet and the people that control it. Everything is against us in this room. Everything. Because when we lose, they win. Look what happened over shutdown. Look how many small businesses got bankrupt and closed forever. And look how the big corporations made billions and billions of dollars. They just took all the wealth out of our hands and they put it in theirs. They took your jobs. They made you believe lies. They made you believe that a vaccine was going to keep you safe. They made you think that a fucking mask was going to keep you safe. They made you think that avoiding your friends and your family and staying locked up in your house was going to somehow keep you safe. But guess what? Didn't we all get COVID?
I did not, actually.
I did not either. I think more than half the country still hasn't gotten it. I think the account was like 43 to 44% so far. But again, who knows with reporting and, you know, you feel sick for a week. Maybe you have it, maybe you don't. But regardless, he continues. Didn't every single one of us in this fucking room get COVID and live to tell the tale? We're okay. I survived. I didn't stick that poison in my fucking body. I did just fine. I had it twice. I'm not fucking dead. Don't believe a word they fucking tell you. Not one word.
I'm telling you, man, three times the charm.
Three strikes and you're out, Aaron Lewis. Here's hoping. And from there, he continued. Again, this is a concert. People just want to hear his couple of songs.
Play It's Been a While, You Fucking Dickhead.
Play It's Been a While, maybe play Shovel, and talk about your grandpappy's gun because you're from Massachusetts. You know, as fucked up as it sounds, maybe we should listen to what Vladimir Putin is saying.
Okay, now I think he might get himself into a little bit of trouble here.
You can hear the screeching of the tires.
Yep.
Maybe, just maybe... when Klaus Schwab and George Soros and every other dirty fucking earth-destroying motherfucker all jumps on the same bandwagon, maybe, just maybe, we should fucking take a good look at that. Why are they trying to protect Ukraine so much? What do they have to lose? It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. Have you seen the pictures of wooden guns and all the bodies in body bags laying in the background, and all of a sudden one of the bodies starts moving and fucking sits up and fixes its fucking body bag while the reporter is reporting it. Now, do you know what he's referencing here?
I do. I've seen it. This is going to sound fucked up. I followed a few Russian reporters just to see what they were saying, and I've seen some horse shit, my friend.
Yeah, this was like some intentionally misconstrued, miscaptioned video of something not related.
Yeah.
In a different country. So this is what this guy does in his free time. He follows these same accounts and these same people, but instead of laughing at it or just kind of understanding what's going on in some of these fringe circles, he's going like, oh my God, I'm on to something.
I see. I'm trying to do the whole thing that Blackie Lawless recommended. I'm trying to understand other points of view and not take anything necessarily at face value and let it sink with me. You know, Blackie Lawless taught me that.
Yeah, this video is from Vienna and it was about like climate catastrophe.
Yeah, it was a die-in.
People, if you haven't seen that, you better start fucking looking elsewhere. If you haven't seen Vladimir Putin actually say that he's fighting the deep state right now, which is the same people we're fighting, which is the same people everywhere on the face of this earth that people are fighting for freedom. You know, we need to reassess and think about who it is who these people are and what makes them worthy of us putting all of our faith and all of our trust in these fucking snake oil salesmen. He is so close to just saying the Jews.
He is. The Soros thing is kind of a red flag for me, gotta be honest with you. Saying that he's a dirty, earth-destroying motherfucker from somebody that doesn't believe in climate change is really, really throwing me off quite a bit.
God, I mean, this is what happens, especially with these aging rockers who aren't too bright to begin with. They sit on their tour bus, they sit in their hotel, and they watch YouTube videos, and they start to follow some of these people, and their brain just rots out from the inside.
I don't know, man. It seems like rock and roll is not a good substitute for, I don't know, learning about life.
Maybe like when people say do research, they actually crack open a real book.
I mean, you don't even have to go that far. Like,
he's got time. He's sitting on a bus. Read a book.
I think that honestly, like, it's about learning how to discern what is trustworthy from what is not. And understanding that nothing is free from bias whatsoever. You just have to understand where your own biases lie and kind of what you can make jive with that. There's no single source of truth in this world.
It's the disassociation of these people are lying to you, but these other people aren't.
Yeah.
I never quite get that when it comes to some of this conspiracy stuff. Like, the government's lying to you. Okay, fine. But I'm telling you the truth, this person you don't know, this person who just has a YouTube channel, like, I don't know.
I think a thing that I get caught up on a lot, Jordan, is that a lot of people seem to think that truth is some kind of antidote to preventing something bad happening from you. And I cannot stress this enough, that is not true. Everybody on earth could know the truth about, like, let's say the CIA, you know, murdering JFK or whatever. And it, okay, what are you going to do then? What the fuck are you going to do about it?
We're going to crack this case wide open and go to work tomorrow like usual.
Yeah, it's just truth is, I don't know, it's a hobby.
I guess people want to feel like they have some sort of control in their life. And by discovering the real truth or whatever it is, you're asserting your control over a world that oftentimes just doesn't make a lot of sense and can't be controlled or understood. Sometimes just bad stuff happens and people just can't wrap their mind around it.
I kind of wish that we had done this conversation earlier in the show because this is the best moment we've had so far.
Well, you could edit it and shift stuff around.
I think that, you know, a lot of people, not a lot of people, a few weirdos online.
Loud people, I think that's the difference.
Accuse you and me, and I think for some reason they attribute way more to Breno than he actually contributes on any of this, of being like ideologues or something like that. It's like, well, I guess, I don't know. I've got my priors and I kind of live by them because what else are you going to do? I try to be a little bit more informed than the average metal nerd. But again, what does that do for you? It just means that I have more shit to talk about on my show than you do.
I guess, what are their alternatives?
I don't know. What could you do instead?
I guess people choose to ignore things. And I just, for me, that's not really much of an option, at least for the heinous stuff. You know, it's, you only have one life to live. You only have so much money. Why would I spend either one of them dealing with bad people? I mean, other than laughing at them, to be fair.
That's fair. I just want to know things, and I want to know that, like, it's coming from a place that is informed, because I spent a lot of my life saying things that weren't true.
Yes, I want to know things too, and I don't want to make mistakes. It sucks. Especially for when it comes to music, like putting in time and money and effort and feelings into something and then discovering later that these people have done bad things or say bad things or in some cases want me dead just for existing. And if I can, you know, talk about these things and learn these things, maybe other people can too, and they could have some improvement of life. Things can be better for them if they know just to hear some of these things and to know not to waste their time with it. I don't know. It's just, why ignore it?
Yeah. I mean, as you alluded to, our own locus of control is nil. We're little ants in a big ass farm, and it sucks. It's not great. But I don't know. It's kind of fun being a slightly smarter ant. I don't know.
Slightly smarter and hopefully sometimes funny.
Yeah. Be an ant that other ants like.
Carry the big piece of sugar cube to the queen.
Exactly. I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to seeing where Aaron Lewis goes next with this. Because I think it's going to be really interesting.
He's going to be saying some hard R's soon.
So I don't know. It's fun, I guess. We've seen a lot of pretty zealous anti-Russian rhetoric lately. It's curious to see what the very pro-Putin crowd is going to say, coming from the linchpin of conservative ideology, Aaron Lewis. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's just a bigger proxy of Democrats versus Republicans and left-right going on of trying to own each other.
Yeah. In the meantime, I did see, I can't attest to like how large this is. I don't know if it's total bullshit or if it's just a small interesting detail that India is trading with Russia for oil using the rupee to ruble rather than the U.S. petrodollar. Which is maybe the biggest thing that could happen in terms of the world.
Spheres of influence going on right now. There's lots of things happening and things moving that some, you know, we're just learning about now and probably won't understand the effects of until much later.
And I can't stress this enough. You knowing about it, you are powerless even if you do know about it.
Yeah, what the fuck are you going to do about it? Nothing. but you just kind of go, well... Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get pizza for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. And that's okay. It's all right. No, yeah. That's bad.
I think it's good to know these things, but also good to recognize there's only so much you can do. And maybe if you don't want to support businesses that are refusing to leave some of these places, then, you know, that's up to you. That's your choice. And maybe it could feel good not to get Papa John's this week for many reasons.
I think that there is also an under-discussed asset of this that, like, as an American, you know, people have accused us for forever of not giving a shit about what happens outside of our borders, and that's okay too. you could go with that path, and I don't think anybody's going to get mad at you on this one.
Yeah, a lot of opinions going on. It feels a little bit sometimes. Like with things like that, and people bring up like Bosnia and American intervention there, et cetera. It's like the Simpsons episode where they rebuild Flanders' house and it's really bad. And he's just going around ripping into people. And Lenny's just like, hey, what happened? I just got here. I don't know who you are, but I'm sure you're a jerk. And it's like, America's just like, wait, what did I do? Hold on, what's happening? I'm just on Twitter. I just got here.
Yeah, and if you like don't know something, you feel uncomfortable about that, it's fine. Just you could like ask somebody, or you could just lurk and read, or you don't have to like take a stand on anything.
Yeah, you don't have to tweet. It's okay.
Yeah, I just want to throw it out there that, you know, I'm out there every day in the trenches trying to make lighthearted jokes about non-major issues, and other people like trying to get all global minded. You don't have to do it. You can just have fun. You can riff online with me.
Yeah, just make butt jokes. Everyone enjoys those.
Exactly. I think that's the best thought we can close people on this episode with, unless you got anything else that you want to share.
Nah, that's enough.
My throat's on fire because I love you all. And we'll see you next time.
Bye. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.